Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top story this half hour, the city of Chicago has issued new rules mandating an earlier closing time for bars and restaurants that serve liquor. It's the latest effort to slow the spread of coronavirus. WBBM political editor Craig Delamore has that story.
Bars and restaurants already have to stop serving liquor for on-site consumption at 11 p.m., but they could remain open indefinitely, and Chicago Business Affairs and Consumer Protection Commissioner Rosa Escareño says people would stay. Now those places must close at midnight.
This is a proactive measure working alongside our business community to ensure that there isn't that lingering and congregating late into the night. And so this totally makes sense.
So far, she says the overwhelming number of businesses have been following the rules, but there have been some violators. Since June,
we've received over 1,000 complaints. We've conducted 480 investigations of locations. We've issued 81 warnings across the city, and we've cited 17 businesses.
But only a party boat has been shut down. Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
New guidance from the city is coming as the state of Illinois reporting new increases in coronavirus statewide, as well as increases in the percentage of people testing positive. Health officials reporting 1,317 new COVID-19 cases, 25 additional deaths linked to it. Labs reported 33,000 tests in the last 24 hours. The positivity rate in a week has gone from 2.6% to nearly 3%.
Federal prosecutors today announced drug trafficking indictments against five people on Chicago's North Side, including a few with some very colorful street names. WBBM's Jim Goodis has been going over the indictments.
Lisa, prosecutors say the charges come after years of investigation into drug trafficking, largely in the West Ridge neighborhood. They say the operation was centered near the corner of Devon and Western and used a drug stash house across the street from Indian Boundary Park. Federal prosecutors say Joshua Moore, also known as Big Mo or Big Guy, John Hurd, who went by the name of Bird, Ernest Green, also known as Ernie, Jose Fontanez, also known as Joey Crack, and Antonio Maxey, also known as Tone, are charged with conspiracy as well as federal drug offenses. Investigators say during the investigation, they seized crack and powder cocaine as well as fentanyl. Prosecutors say Moore led the ring. Investigators say Green remains at large, while the other four were taken into custody. Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Coronavirus testing locations have become more plentiful in the last few months. Now, a small family-owned pharmacy in Naperville is joining that list.
Oswald's Pharmacy hired a new lab director, two phlebotomists, and received special certification, all to offer a COVID-19 antibody test. Pharmacy manager Alex Anderson.
We found a great test that has what's called EUA approval, so it's the emergency use authorization from the FDA.
The quick yet specific test will give customers results in a matter of minutes.
You wait 10 minutes, and that's how long the rapid test cassette takes, and we'll give you your reading, positive, negative, and then you're on your way.
A total of 78 appointments are available over the next week, but Anderson says they'll adjust moving forward.
As long as there's demand, we'll keep doing it.
Customers can book a test by visiting oswaldspharmacy.com. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
And the Interstate GOP has decided it's done supporting Attorney General Curtis Hill for re-election. Hill's law license was suspended over allegations that he groped a state lawmaker and three other women during a party. Former U.S. Representative Todd Rokita gets the nod, prevailing in mail-in voting by state convention delegates.
An effort is underway in Springfield to remove the statues of two 19th century political leaders. Historians say one-time Illinois Senator Stephen Douglas benefited from his family's ownership of slaves, and records show that one-time Lieutenant Governor Pierre Menard was once among the largest slave owners in the state. Here's State Representative Tim Butler.
When you talk about history, you have to evaluate the times that people lived in, the facts of the situation in front of you, but we also do get to evaluate through the lens that we see today. We're not going to change history, but we can change our opinions of history. And I think that's what's going on right now.
In addition to the statues, House Speaker Mike Madigan wants to remove a portrait of Douglas in the House chamber. Right now, it's there as part of a state law.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.